Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Now, before I tell you about Funky Buddha, I talked with both Ryan and KC during the break about their top three Halloween candies. Mm-hmm. So as we start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour here, KC,
yep,
from Funky Buddha, his top three Halloween candies. Number three, the Crunch Bar. Mm. Nestle Crunch Bar is always a delicious treat.
Chocolate.
Number two, the 100 grand bar.
Oh,
yes,
KC.
Sir. Thank KC. You, KC. Yes, sir. And number one, Reese's peanut butter cups in the freezer, though.
Hmm.
I hate people who put them in the freezer. It ruins the Reese's peanut butter cup.
No, it's like ice cream then.
No. Ryan.
Okay, Ryan, come through.
Candies.
Come through for me, Ars.
For Halloween. Number three, Sour Patch Kids.
Yes, there we go, Ryan.
Number two, Snickers.
Chocolate.
And number one, they are brothers, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Man. Still like them. I still like those guys, but they don't have candy taste.
And for me, of course, number one candy is 100 grand bar. Everything is, you know, way down the list after that. You can keep your Butterfingers. Those are trash. You can keep the, you know, Mr. Good Bar, those little Hershey's, the mix, you know, with the Mr. Good Bar and Crackle and Special yeah. Dark and whatever. Hit the bricks with that crap. No one needs to see that in their bags.
You don't like fruit candy? Like fruity candy?
Yeah, I don't mind it. But on Halloween, I prefer chocolate. Like Halloween is meant for Whoppers, Milky Way, 100 grand, Twix, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Like, and then if you have any of the Sour Patch Kids or the Gummy Worms or whatever, it throws off every, because now you don't want to eat the chocolate afterwards. So, yeah, I go chocolate candies for Halloween.
Mm, I don't like it. No Nerds? Nobody likes Nerds?
Nah.
It's funny you say that. Don't say nah, because I read this morning in Morning Brew, don't be surprised if you see a ton of Nerd gummy clusters tonight. It's like the Nerds rope clusters with the Nerds on top. Annual sales in 2020, 8 million. In 2024, 523 million. Their annual sales. I mean, they're like the most popular candy right now.
Yeah.
They probably got a million. They got a million out of me. I love them little clusters.
That's because of inflation. They only sold four packs.
Well, I don't got the right cluster if they sold four for 500 million.
Anyway, the 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. You can hang out at Funky Buddha tonight. If you want to get away from having to take your kids trick-or-treating like Crowder does, you can go to Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park.
Funky Buddha, I don't know if they have they done it in a while, but I remember going to a candy pairing where it was
a beer.
That you match, you know, just like to do the, you know, fish and white wine. Every beer had its candy and they coincided with the flavor. It was delicious. KC Ryan, do the candy pairing again, man. I really enjoyed it.
They have a official Panthers watch party November 21st at the tap room there. And don't forget the sweet potato casserole is their special fall seasonal. It's available on shelves across the state. Let's get a quick look at headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
All right, so yesterday the Heat did lose. Bad beat with that Carl Anthony Towns bet, man, I'll tell you.
The game was a quarter.
Not necessarily certain you understand what a bad beat is.
It's a bad beat, man. Tough.
Solana told everyone, bet of the year. Talk Crowder into betting it. Crowder legitimately bet it. Mm-hmm. Carl Anthony Towns, under 19.5 points. Carl Anthony Towns scored 44 points last night, had the most points by a Knicks center since Patrick Ewing in 1995. Nailed it, Solana.
East ain't that strong, Solana, is it?
So the Miami Heat are going to be in Mexico City Saturday night. That's a 9:30 p.m. game. It actually tips off at like 9:45. You can hear the game here on QAM. No Kevin Love, no Duncan Robinson. They're not traveling to Mexico.
All right.
Tonight, Thursday night football, you have the Jets hosting the Texans. Jets are 2-point favorites at home.
Okie dokie.
I'm in on the Texans. I just can't. I'm riding the wave. The Jets aren't a good team.
Man, everything tells me to bet the Jets. I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to bet against you. And did Pizzola say the Texans as well?
Jets.
No, he said the Jets. He wasn't too. He was like, he's not betting the game, but if he had to.
Right. I think he said he was laying off the game.
Yeah. Yeah, he said if there was going to be any action, it would be with the New York Jets.
How about, let me just look at I love a quarterback over on rushing. Aaron Rodgers, half a yard, plus 100. He's got to make something happen. Has to. And that line collapses. He cannot sit there and take sacks. I think over on Aaron Rodgers. I have no money in my Hard Rock account. If Ryan and KC are listening, let me hold something.
You know what?
I lost all my money on Ryan's Ladd McConkey bets.
And the Texans front, they got some pass rushers. They got Will Anderson. They got some guys coming.
He's
got
to go. Like, there's nothing else that he's got to do.
Locked in, Hawk. You talk me
there
into
you
it.
Go. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to make your money back that Solana lost you. Carl Anthony Towns, Aaron Rodgers over half yard rushing.
Or we're going to have a killer montage to start tomorrow's show, one or the other. Crowder's going to fill his pockets, or we're going to get some awesome, awesome montages tomorrow.
My upcoming bet list is a dictionary. I'm going to lose so much money this weekend.
The Panthers, of course, will play the Stars in Finland on Saturday and yesterday.
And tomorrow.
And tomorrow, excuse me. And at 2 p.m. And yesterday, the L.A. Dodgers won the World Series.
Yeah, buddy. Crowder won some money on that one.
That's why I'm betting so much, because I got a little bankroll now.
You're knocking on Crowder's door tonight for Halloween. Dude better be giving away full-size candy bars, because he hit him over the head with the Dodgers.
I'm not just turning the lights off. I'm going to the circuit breaker and turning the off in my house.
Don't walk out of Crowder's house with one of those little ass Mr. Good bars. No, sir.
We got all the warheads and nerds. Come on with it.
Finally, you guys gave your favorite candy. I feel like Jimmy and I should as well, if that's okay with you guys.
Sure.
Jimmy, go ahead. Just because we prepared for it. Jimmy, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to say Airheads.
Oh, never mind. Jimmy, turn off the mic.
Jimbo.
Hey, I got more.
Continue. Jimmy, continue. Hell with him. Jimmy, don't let him judge you. I love
it. I don't want to let it completely slide that Solana said, Jimmy, go a haul.
Jimmy, the floor is yours, Jimmy. God, Solana can go to hell.
That's right. Go a haul.
Crunch, the crunch bars, the mini crunch bars,
gotcha,
and Skittles.
Ah, Jimmy, trash. Clutch.
Skittles are not trash.
Original Skittles, tropical Skittles, wildberry Skittles, sour Skittles, all four colors.
Hell yeah!
To learned this about you, Jimmy. Sorry. Go ahead, Solana. Go all.
Go all.
Crunch bar. Give me a crunch bar, man. Best chocolate bar.
It is a
bar.
Great candy bar. It really is.
Underrated. It's
simple, but it's great.
Underrated. I got Whoppers, of course, up there. I love Whoppers.
Trash.
That's the ones with the flour malt.
I don't want to hear it because Crowder, last week you were in the studio on Thursday. You sat in a chair and you took down 73. We had to go get another trash bin because of how many Whopper wrappers there were inside, and they were all eaten by you.
Yeah, yeah. We've got the security footage.
Hey, man, my sugar was low.
Yeah, well.
That was health purposes.
All right, well. You made up for it. Your sugar's going to be high for the next 4 or 5 years based on the number of Whoppers you ate.
My sugar was low.
Listen, man, you called Kendrick Perkins fat man. You're not exactly skinny man.
I'm not Perk, though. Now, listen, I ain't in playing shape, but I ain't Perk.
And finally, my third favorite Halloween candy, Ferrero Rocher.
Are those the little gold balls?
The little gold chocolate balls.
They don't give those out.
Hey, no, because each one of them balls costs $18, but them damn things.
Well, you haven't
gone
trick-or-treating on Worth Avenue, Jimmy. Those Ferrero Rochers that's a big hit. Great call.
That's a good little snack.
Yeah, that's excellent. We either give away those or gold bars. We haven't decided which. Ferrero Rocher. That's funny.
You want a 20 or a Ferrero Rocher?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
Like giving out a full-size Toblerone.
them are pretty good for chocolate as well.
Who are you? Them are pretty good. What are we doing?
Are those the ones with the toffee in them?
Yeah, they're like triangular wrappers. You get
hard.
Them at the airports.
Yeah.
No, you get them tough. On the plane in the little take it box or whatever it's called.
The duty free shop.
Mm-hmm.
No, the boxes that you can buy, the little snack box on the plane.
Okay, I mean, but where are you flying? Where are you, Lucerne, Switzerland, to have the Toblerone bar?
It's on United, because I'm, you know, gold premium access, so I don't know if you have the Toblerones, but.
Well, you don't either. You're paying for them, literally.
Well, it goes on my card.
Who
I get 20% off.
Was it Coach Larrañaga that told us he hands out basketballs to kids?
Yeah, and you made fun of him for it. It's such a great Halloween giveaway.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I love Coach L. Nobody loves Coach L more than me, but that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Walking up to your house, I want a candy bar. I don't want this basketball that now I have to go find a pump for. I mean, what are we doing there with that?
Great giveaway.
All right, your weather.
That's the best. Best Halloween giveaway is Jim Larrañaga's basketballs, turtles, the chocolate turtles, of course, and then a handful of jelly beans.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultation.
You really not have any candy to give away tonight at your house?
No, we're not going to be here.
So put some candy out.
No, them little insurgents are going to take it as soon as they walk up.
Man, what a grump you are.
You know what I hate? Because Asia's an amazing mom. You have to check the candy. I don't know. Like, they're like, can you put razor blades in the candy? I've never seen a candy bar.
That's an old,
blade.
When I was a kid in the 70s, that was like an old wives' tale. And there was no internet to tell you that that was false. So, like, everyone thought, oh, there's going to be razor blades in your candy. There's, like, no case ever reported of that.
The new one is they're infusing the chocolate with marijuana. Watch out. Make sure your kids.
Yeah. I saw another thing where it's like, oh, if you get gummies, it's, you know, people giving out, you know, marijuana gummies. And people are like, yeah, why would you give away your marijuana gummies if you had them?
They're a little more. I've heard they're a little more expensive than a gummy bear.
Yeah.
And the kids eat sugar all day. They might need to go to sleep a little better.
You have a new house, Solana. Did you guys buy candy to give away?
We did. We're all very excited. Well, by all, me and my fiance, we're excited because it's like, man, we moved in. You know, like this Americana image you get. You move into a new house. People come over with like an apple pie.
Yeah.
And they knock on your door. Well,
welcome you to the neighborhood.
Right. Well, nobody's come over to say anything. And in fact, the only person who I did see, I waved at from across the way. I said, hey. And they kind of just looked at me and walked right back into their house. So I didn't necessarily receive a warm welcome at my new home. So today was like our big thing, right? Like,
right. Like you'll show the neighborhood and all the kids and the families that, you know, there's new players in town.
Correct. But I have this feeling that nobody trick-or-treats in my neighborhood. So,
Well, what did you buy to give away, though?
Well, I didn't buy. Valentina bought. She told me she went to Walmart and bought some candy, but very weird. I told her, get some good bleep. None of that bad bleep. Twix, Crunch, Kit Kats. She wrote back, Twix, Kit Kat, and Crunch all suck.
The guy can't say cat after Carl Anthony Towns yesterday. He refuses to say it. He's got to say Kit Kat. I'm sorry. I stepped on the punchline there. What was it?
No, she said they all suck. She doesn't like Twix, Kit Kats,
really?
Or Crunch Bar. So I don't know. We could end
you
up getting
you guys are giving
eggs.
Out circus peanuts and mints?
Yeah.
Oh, them little orange peanuts are terrible.
Love those.
Oh. Solana, get like lawn chairs and sit right outside your door.
Yes.
So people see you. That's the way to get to
I love that.
People. Yeah.
I'm good.
No, you get a couple of Adirondack chairs, which you should have in front of your house anyway, if you're classy. You get a couple of Adirondack chairs, and you sit out there, and you welcome the kids and the families to the neighbor to your house. Hey, we're so happy to be in the neighborhood, and you know, come get whatever you got. You got the Lifesavers mints, Winto Green.
Are you on like? Do you have like a? Is it space in front of the house?
Yeah. I have a little driveway, and
You need to get like a grill. You know, cook some hot dogs, hamburgers, like kind of make it a party.
What am I tailgating?
100% right. Yeah.
No, you want to meet people.
That's a great neighborhood Halloween thing. It's one of the things I miss about living in the building and not in the neighborhood is that as you'd walk around with your kids, somebody would be having pizzas out in front of the house and other families grilling out there. Everybody's on their Adirondack chairs. You have Adirondack chairs?
You got to go to Walmart when you leave, man. Get you some Adirondacks.
You don't have Adirondack chairs?
No, I don't have Adirondack chairs. No, I do not.
You know what they are?
You don't want any friends.
An Adirondack chair? No, I'm not a...
You really don't know what an Adirondack chair is?
No, I don't know what that means. I don't know. I thought you were going to tell me to bring out the Adderall when you first said that. I'm like, what?
Well,
no, but any classy house has Adirondack chairs. Am I lying, Crowder?
Yeah, no, you got to have Adirondacks. Yeah. They're comfy. They're laid
they
back.
Are.
It kind of says, you know, I'm cool, but I'm hip, but I'm also pleasant.
Yeah.
Solana, you think you're going to gain friends in your neighborhood by popping your little ugly head out every 15 seconds?
Just a hey. But they all run right back into their homes. It's the most bizarre thing.
You look weird, bro.
Sit out there in the Adirondack chairs. Make your house inviting. Don't be creepy, though, obviously. Don't be creepy.
Like, don't have your arms out. Like, wear grown man clothes.
Yeah, don't sit in the Adirondack chair with, like, a protein shake and your sleeveless shirt and think that, you know, the neighborhood kids feel like there's a new enforcer in town.
Like, wear grown-up clothes. Have like maybe some little waters in a cooler. You can say, "Hey, you thirsty?"
Nah, I'm out.
Man, you can so totally see him out there with a protein shake and a bag of whey.
I'm handing out muscle milk. Come by.
Yeah, never mind, Hawk. This is a bad idea. Just stay in the house.
He's doing curls in the chair, you know. He's got the protein shake. He's doing the, you know, being super cash.
Every time somebody walks up, 97, 98, 99. Oh, just finishing the superset. How you doing, Alejandro? Yeah, don't be weird.
Yeah, I'm out. I'll just watch Thursday Night Football. Forget it. By the way, I looked up Adirondack chairs. Hawk, you said they're hip? Bro, you're going to break your hip sitting in one of those, man. Watch out. That has way too much of an incline.
You have an Adirondack chair.
Way too much of an incline. Those things are the most useless chairs in the history of chairs.
Those are the most comfortable chairs, but only for the front of the house. They're not comfortable in the back of the house. In the front of the house, Adirondack chairs, the most comfortable chair you can get.
It says, like, you know, I'm successful, but I'm ready to party.
It's exactly right. He's 100% correct. Yeah. If that's the message you want, which is what you should try to portray in your new neighborhood, it's an Adirondack chair that will really display that message.
Mm-hmm.
Are we trying to get, like, a new endorsement for Adirondack chairs?
No, but that was one of the first things we bought for the front of the house when we had the house. When we bought the house, we don't live in there anymore. But the Adirondack chairs, that's when you know you're home. That's when you know you've made it.
That's where you sip on your Aperol Spritz, I imagine.
I tell you what, it's not a bad look. It's better than your sleeveless shirt and the protein shake.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866.
You're in Kendall, and you see a guy who doesn't really fit in a sleeveless shirt, but he's in a sleeveless shirt. He's doing push-ups on his driveway. He's got Winto Green lifesavers in a bucket to give away. Go introduce yourself to Alejandro Solana.
And them shaker cups with the lid on it.
Yeah, don't do the shaker cup outside with the kids around, and that you really no one's gonna come near your house ever again.
Finish this set. Hey, how you doing, Alejandro?
Yeah, trick or treat. Let me finish this set, kids. 11, 12.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Very nice,
Mommy,
outside.
I don't like this house.
Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. That is your weather. You guys go to hell.
The kids are going across the street passing your driveway.
That's the weird guy.
You guys,
I was a little too scary.
You guys turned me into the guy from 51st Dates, the brother from 51st Dates. A box of Spam, steroids, and a fishnet shirt.
The mesh tank top. 100%
you have one. 100% you have one.
Jamaican flag colors.
Don't go down third. Y'all walk around. Go to fourth.
All right. Well, now we can't play Geno because we're way too deep into this nonsense. We just got to bite the bullet.
You
could have, however long.
Could have just gone to break instead of ripping on me for the last 10 minutes. I don't know if that crossed your mind.
I didn't know that you didn't know what an Adirondack chair was.
Nobody knows
can't let
that
go. I can't let that go. I'm sorry. It's a personality flaw that I have.
Everybody knows. I didn't know the Sir Duke name of whatever song Hawk was talking about, but I know Adirondack chairs.
It started with you telling Jimmy to go a haul, and I lost all my entire focus for the segment. All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and talk more about Solana's protein shakes available at his house tonight for Halloween for kids only.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
He did the mash. He did the monster mash. He did the mash. It was a graveyard smash. He did the mash. He caught on in a flash. He did the mash. He did the monster mash. Happy Halloween, y'all.
Hawk and Crowder.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't wait for the final season of Stranger Things. Waiting and waiting. Another thing that annoys me about Ryan from Funky Buddha. He thinks Stranger Things is poorly written and they telegraph everything that's coming. And I think it has so many great twists and turns. Like, I shouldn't have listened to him about Ladd McConkie.
Poorly written?
Yeah, like he thinks it's all telegraphed and hacky. And it's not. Like, it's... Anyway, I got to tell you about the cheetah before we continue on here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Cheetah Pompano. Listen, hey, it's a Halloween night tonight. I mean, what more need I say? Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach for Halloween tonight? I mean, that's a place to party. They've got their Haunted Mansion Halloween party tonight. And $250 cash prize for best costume. Wear a costume for free admission. It's all going off at Cheetah Pompano tonight or Cheetah Palm Beach as well. And wear your costume. You'll have the time of your life this evening or for happy hour. They have happy hour there. Don't forget, if you're an in-the-biz worker, you get off work late, you head over to Cheetah Pompano. They take care of in-the-biz workers better than anybody. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well, certainly on Thanksgiving tonight. For all the details, you can check out CheetahSOFL.com. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. We should probably do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, an abbreviated version. It's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So I did see the Dolphins injury report. It was loaded yesterday, and there's a little more info today. So the Dolphins injury report for Sunday, Alec Ingold has been added to it. It was a bummer. Did not practice today. You've got Zach Sealer, Kader Kohu, Javon Holland, Julian Hill. And the other thing to mention, Alec Ingold was added with a calf injury, and Tyreek Hill, who missed yesterday practice and it was due to rest. Now it says rest/foot, and he was limited in practice today. So they added foot.
I don't like it.
The Tyreek Hill injury designation.
We need all hands on deck for this Buffalo game.
Well, there's a lot of people injured. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to play. The injury list, though, itself happens to be stacked with players. I know that outrages a lot of Dolphins fans because they're saying, you know, at this time of the year, and certainly a game like Buffalo, you kind of need to be at full strength. I don't know. I don't know. I read you the thing from Fantasy Football in the 3 o'clock hour, or the 2 o'clock hour about the record in Buffalo and specifically Tua's record against Buffalo. And man, I do not see how things. I don't know. I don't feel good about Sunday's game.
Tua being 1-7, knowing the Buffalo Bills have, you know, dominated the Dolphins, let's be honest. And like I said, when we were talking about the fantasy football, Buffalo right now is a top five offense in this league. The Dolphins are a bottom five offense. On top of Buffalo really being on a winning streak, seemed like they caught their stride, their run game's going, they have an MVP candidate quarterback. And the Dolphins let the Arizona Cardinals score 28. And Arizona Cardinals are not a good offense. So Buffalo's averaging 30. Arizona scored 28, and Arizona's not a good offense. Both sides of the ball, I'm concerned with this game. I don't like this matchup. I'm not going to lie.
Solana, you gifted us with your opinion on Carl Anthony Towns last night. Would you like to share anything about the Dolphins game on Sunday, since we won't really have a show tomorrow?
Yeah, so I had just seen this graphic yesterday, actually, or earlier this morning, strength of schedule. And the Dolphins have according to CBS, the easiest remaining strength of schedule out of anybody in the NFL. They base it off of remaining opponent win percentage for the rest of the season. And it just got me thinking how big of a bummer it is that the Dolphins are sitting at 2-5, then they're 2-6, because we all looked at the back end of that schedule and said, oh my God, this gauntlet. What? The Dolphins better start 7-1. They bet because, and all of a sudden you're kind of sitting there saying, Niners aren't that good. Raiders suck. Browns suck. Jets suck. The Dolphins, had they been the team from last year, might have gotten to go and compete for the AFC title or at least position themselves to be a top seed. So it just sucks overall. But, I mean, we talked about it earlier this week, Hawk, a pathway to victory. Josh Allen getting the flu over the next couple days.
Well, I'm not – that's not a – I mean, not a strategy you can rely on, I don't think.
All right, what about Josh Allen just denouncing all his possessions and moving to Mali? I don't know. I don't think
– we'll be renouncing, by the way, not denouncing.
Renouncing.
I will – the more logical way would be that the Dolphins sustain long drives and don't give Josh Allen 10-plus drives to get in the end zone. Slow it down, 16-play drives, be able to get in the end zone, not field goals in the red zone. That would be the answer, and it's still going to be a close game late. Buffalo's offense can go now. I don't give Keon Cole all these. Like, I know they don't have the big-name receivers. Buffalo's offense can go.
I disagree, man. Like, I mean, what you're saying there, Crowder, is – which is what we thought they were going to do week two, beat them by just beating their face in. Like, move the chains, run the football, play ground and pound. And we saw, like, they can't do that. Buffalo does it better than the Dolphins do. In my opinion, really, the only way to win is make this a shootout and Tua and the offense lights them up. They score 44, 45 points, and you get the stop at the end of the game. That's the only way I think the Dolphins can win, by outscoring Josh Allen and Buffalo, and they're going to probably need 35 to 45 points to do it.
So, Solano, you want Tua to throw the ball 40 times?
I get it. I like, it's not the best
I do,
way,
but I've been saying that all season long. You've got Tyreek and you've got Jalen Waddle. Just keep throwing that ball. I don't care about establishing a run game.
If he throws the ball 40 times, he'll throw 2 interceptions.
Yeah, but so will Josh Allen. So will Josh Allen.
But they don't do it like that. Their offense is methodical. Their offense is a slow-paced offense, but they just score in the red zone because they have a great run game and they have a damn defensive end at quarterback.
Yeah, but you know that Josh Allen, for the most part, he might give you a turnover throughout a game. Crowder, the Dolphins have to put points on the board. They have to. And we know that they can't do it running the football against Buffalo because there's a legitimate track record here where the Dolphins can't run the football against Buffalo outside of one game 2 years ago where they almost won because they were actually able to run the football with Raheem Mostert. They can't do it.
Don't give out Mounds or Almond Joy tonight, parents. Kids do not want Mounds or Almond Joy.
Nobody wants them. I knew the stat was ugly. I heard somebody say it. Josh Allen this year, 14 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Ooh.
He's not making those mistakes, Solano. Wow. He's going off because of the fact that they're running. That's why James Cook and the little boy, when he has pretty eyes, Pozzola talked about him, Ray Davis. Like, they have two running backs that get a bulk load of carries, and they just let Josh Allen do his thing, roll out. He's not making those mistakes. Up to your point, Solano. Of the past, he was making a lot of mistakes. Josh Allen's not making mistakes anymore. That's when they're tightening up. I'm telling you, this game's terrifying me. Allegedly, I might have bet on the Bills already, but yeah, I don't think this game's gonna end up nice on Sunday.
What about food poisoning for Josh Allen?
Or maybe his GPS sends him to the wrong place,
right,
and he gets lost.
Yeah.
Over the border. He ends up over the border. He's in Canada. Can't get back in time.
No passport. Can't get back.
Celtic Pride, Solana. Head up there.
Junior Mints. That's another thing. I think adults like Junior Mints. Your kids don't want Junior Mints, so don't give those away. And they make them in little Halloween sizes now. Don't get fooled, okay? Kids don't want Junior Mints.
What about the little healthy gummy packs?
No. No like healthy
the,
anything.
Like the all natural.
No pretzels. Don't give away the pretzels with the Halloween packaging.
The worst.
Hey, folks, let's not be stupid here.
How about a little steak bite with Crowder powder on it?
Yeah, give away Crowder powder. That's actually clever.
Them kids will kick me in the knee.
That is going to do it for us today. I will say, in all honesty, you're driving home. There are going to be a lot of kids running around. Mm-hmm. They're in the neighborhoods. They're getting from house to house. They're not paying attention. You, as an adult driver, need to drive with caution tonight.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of kids out there. So please drive around with caution, safety. Keep your head on a swivel. Somehow we meandered through a ridiculous show today with Gino Toretta, Don Bailey Jr., and Doug Plagans from Finland. If you have no context for that, that's funny. Like Doug Plagans joining us to talk about the Lauri Markkanen chicken sandwich available in Finland. Give us what you want to tell us, Crowder, and we'll wrap things up here for the evening.
I got to tell folks, you don't need to go another day living with chronic pain because South Florida's QC Kinetic doctors are standing by to show you how your own body can treat itself of that pain without the need of drugs or surgery. Trust me, I've had dozens of surgeries. Surgeons, that's what they do. They do surgeries, and doctors that give you those bottles of drugs. I want to tell you about regenerative medicine, and QC Kinetics is at the forefront nationwide in an innovative chronic pain relieving treatment system. Thousands have been helped, and now it's time for you to find out for yourself how you can get that arthritis, the tendon, the joint pain. I know what you're talking about. You don't have to go to the drugs, and I'm telling you, just call QC Kinetics before that surgeon does the surgery that he wants to do anyway. QC Kinetics doctors are waiting to help you get rid of that chronic pain. You gotta call them and make an appointment today. 844-777-3436. That's 844-777-3436. Tell them that Crowder sent you down there. You'll get a free consultation and laser therapy treatment. Call them and see what they can do for you. It's a free consultation. Let them explain to you how QC Kinetics works. I'm telling you, you have to look at regenerative medicine with the knee pain, with the joint pains, with the arthritis. I have them all. Please call QC Kinetics today at 844-777-3436. That's 844-777-3436. It's QC Kinetics.
All right, we got to get out of here for the night. Tomorrow, Florida Panthers hockey starts at 2 p.m. So we won't get on the air till 5, 5:15, 5:30, depending on how the game and the postgame show goes. So we will not have a long show tomorrow, but we'll be here for a few minutes regardless. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. Happy Halloween. We will speak with you briefly mañana.
Manic Fuego in un zero.
Samuel L. Jackson.
You need to knee.
That's all, folks.
You need to knee.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.